fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th of February. 18th of September, excuse me. I'm thinking about the Caribbean cruise. We have a Caribbean cruise scheduled for February, the third week of February. It'd be a lot of fun. Okay, the prep tip of the day is check the condition of all your magazines, rifle magazines, pistol magazines, shotgun magazines, whatever they are. Make sure they're clean, rust-free, not bent up or damaged in any way. Check them all out. Make sure they're ready to go. We were hoping that Tom Berryhill would call in. If he does, we'll be talking about in great detail about emergency survival communications. And in the meantime, looks like Tom is here. Tom began his quest to learn and become quite expert eventually in emergency survival communications, ham radio, as a teenager more than half a century ago. He eventually became so expert that it became his career, a lifelong career in radios, electronics, and manufacturing. And we will be talking about emergency survival communications and our favorite website when it comes to this topic. Hopefully this will cut down some of the emails I get, because all the answers are at this location I'm about to give you. That's the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
All right. Well, Tom, we're about 6 weeks out from the election, give or take a little. The men I work with, the men I know personally, Mike Adams, Dave Hodges, Steve Ben Noon, Steve Quayle. I've known and worked with Steve since the late 90s when I first had him on my show at WGNU in St. Louis, 920 on the AM dial. The consensus, without exception, is that following the election, all hell will break loose. And there's a growing consensus that between now and then, in October, things could break loose also. All of which brings us back to the topic that we're going to discuss, emergency survival communications. And people, I get emails, Tom, what HF radio should I buy? I get emails, what should I do about this? What about that? And that's why I refer them to the ARRL.org website, and also ask them, sincerely, ask them to link up become part of their local ham radio club. Right, Tom? Hello, Tom. Tom's gone.
Oh, okay. I had it muted. I'm sorry, John. No, you're correct. Start with a ham radio club, and you'll meet like-minded people. And most of these ham operators are interested in preparedness, and they're for the most part they're quite aware of what's happening. And you'll find like minds. Yes, and you'll be able to get some needed help. And you will need some help when you first get started to learn the ropes and figure things out. But they'll help you get on the air quickly, and you'll learn the skills needed.
Well, this is a question that comes up all the time. John, how can I find people of like mind? Well, possibly a conservative Christian church. Possibly the local gun club. Maybe even the local bowling league. Unlikely at the bowling league you'd find very many people of like mind, possible, on one hand. On the other, when you become part of a local ham radio club, 9 out of 10 people are going to be very interested in preparedness. That 10th man or woman, probably even them slightly. And that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. I don't know of any bowling clubs or groups that would be as interested in preparedness as the ham radio operators. That's
well,
for sure.
And not the league itself or the team, but individual bowlers could be. Obviously, they could be.
Possibly, yes.
Have an expectation you would meet people like-minded at a bowling team is slim to none. Or
that's right.
Expectation of meeting people of like mind at a ham radio club is 100%. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to find almost all the men and women are interested to a greater or lesser extent in preparedness. We got Hurricane Sally dumping massive amounts of rain right now down south, rain that will cause flooding and power outages and so forth. And most likely, cell phones will stop working simply from system overload, if nothing else. Right, Tom?
That's right. And, you know, when disasters like that happen, John, they are able to turn off the low-level users of the cell system. And it starts with the prepaid phone. So any type of phone that you have you make a payment to recharge it every month, those will be the first to be locked out, and then it goes up from there. It depends on the service level. But it'll really boil down to the local government, the state government, and the federal government will have cell phone coverage if it's even on the air, if the cell system is still up and running. And everybody else could be locked out.
Well, I won't be locked out because I have that access, because I'm active with preparedness in my community. I've taken the time. I did my homework. I found out how to do it. And I'm going to get the emails. John, how do I do it? I said, I'm not in Missoula, Montana. I can't tell you how to do it up there. You got to figure it out on your own, don't you, Tom?
Yes, you do. And some of it, I don't even know the exact procedures. And a friend of mine who was one of the top-level system engineers for the state of Illinois for Verizon told me how to do it. But he said, you only do it at the last minute, because if they detect you for your account using something at that service level, you're going to be in question.
Well, I won't be any questions
right,
for me.
Yeah,
because I'll be doing it with proper authority.
Right.
Because I know how to do it. Right.
Yeah, there's no problem there. And I would think with the way you're interfacing with local law enforcement, things like that, that you would absolutely be allowed to do that. You should have no problem at all.
Well, no, I don't have any problem. I'm authorized to do that right now, because I've taken the time, made the effort, and figured out how to do it. And don't email me about how to do it, ladies and gentlemen, because what I did in my county is not necessarily going to work where you are. It takes diligence, it takes work, it takes time to figure out how to do that. And given the time we've got left, I'm not sure there is time. But most what most people need to be able to do, and this being talk radio, we have new listeners every week. They need to know how to know what's going on in their township, their town, their county, and their state. That's imperative. It's not optional, isn't it, Tom?
That's right. You really need to be up on all of that.
So, you can without a license, you can listen to all the ham radio frequencies. You can obviously listen to AM, FM radio, which are going to be marginal in getting anything of any value, quite frankly, the commercial radio stations. But the real value is going to be in listening to the police department, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics, even the guys who repair the streets and roads. Because if there's anything of any consequence, they're going to be out there also, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, and they'll be the eyes and ears out in the community. They'll be out in the large trucks doing their work, and they'll see what's going on and report back to headquarters. So just listening to those frequencies can be very handy on a scanner.
Right. Now, there's a company. They go by two names. There was two separate companies that merged, Bearcat and Uniden. It's the same company now. They make a manufacture a large selection of scanners, from small handheld units to ones that will. I've got when I bought mine, it was the largest, and it has 12,000 pre-programmed frequencies in there. Every frequency known to mankind is in there, Tom. I mean, it's amazing. And you don't necessarily need that, but you need something that allows you to listen to the local frequencies, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. You do. You really need some sort of scanner, and if you have P25 digital, you stand a much better chance of getting more information, because most of the law enforcement is on digital modulation on their radio equipment. So, and the most popular type is P25. That right. Stands for Project 25. It's been in existence for quite a while. Slow to start, but it really gained a lot of popularity in January of 2013 or 13, I think, is when everybody had to convert over to narrowband, and at the same time they just went to digital. So
right.
And that's when a lot of the scanners, the older scanners, became pretty much obsolete.
Well, I issued a challenge to a friend of mine. This was about 20-something years ago. He and his family have a nice home in a area of St. Louis County, very remote from any densely populated area. People have 3 to 5 acres. They have horses. They have hobby farms. And very nice, pleasant area. And I challenged him to get a scanner to find out what was actually going on in his area. And he reluctantly did it. He thought, well, this isn't going to be any big deal what John's talking about. The second week after he got it, he says, John, I was shocked to find out the level of police activity in my nice suburban area. I had no idea what was going on. And that's true of most areas, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, John. Very true. Well, I love St. Louis, so I'm not really up on everything going on there anymore. But anyway.
Well, that's very important for people to find out what's going on in the area. Now, in the country, people having a scanner is common. It's how people keep up what's going on. They want to know, where's that ambulance responding to? Is one of my neighbors had a heart attack? One of my neighbors died? It's part of the community bulletin board, isn't it?
Now, that's true. You know, I didn't even give it much thought, but having lived in St. Louis for so many years, growing up there, and then 22 years ago moved out to the rural area where I am now, but I remember as a kid you hear an ambulance or a siren, you know, or police car siren. You just were used to hearing it. You just heard it on a daily okay. basis and didn't think much of it. But now out in the country, I remember when I first moved there, a neighbor said, when a siren happened, I just ignored it. And the neighbor said, I wonder who that is. That could be so-and-so. He said, that's somebody we know. And that's how
right.
it is.
I know. And if I have a neighbor I know has cancer and they're in distress and I see the ambulance go down the road here, typically it won't have lights and siren because what's the point? I know that
that's true. That is true.
Right. I know they probably passed, and then they come out maybe an hour or two later with the deceased person. We got a caller on hold here, Tom. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I can verify that. When I moved out in the country, I didn't know anybody but my husband's grandmother, and the ambulance stopped. They were lost. I couldn't help them. I sent them to her. Yeah, I know what you mean by that. It was terrible. Another thing, too, you need to, I was thinking of how the best way to look at it, but Hurricane Harvey that hit Florida, Panhandle in 2018, you won't believe that. People did never give the attention it needed. My son was there, and he said Verizon guaranteed all the first responders that they would be there for them, and they weren't. And they had president was giving them like a 1% loan till they get all their insurance and everything settled, you know, to do what they had to do, clear everything out of the road. That was just awful. I cried every time I'm looking, because I worked with 7 of them people down there places, and so it was just horrible, horrible. And he said they brought in a semi-tractor trailer. AT&T did it with towers on it, so they could even get on their hotspot, get on their computer to apply for the loan.
Right, right. That's
people,
what happens.
If they don't look at that or even know somebody down there, I mean, they people were lost. I mean, they had to put up rocks around to get permission, you know, attention to where they were out there. It was awful. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. But it could be looked up, I'm sure. So, okay, bye.
Okay. Well, it's pretty foolish to make a guarantee of something you can't guarantee. Verizon's people were foolish to do that because there were unknowns there that they had no control over, weren't there, Tom?
Yeah, that's very true. But there are, John, there are what Pat mentioned, the portable communications setups, and they will bring that trailer in with towers on it, and they'll extend cell coverage into a community when there's outages. But it takes a while for that to happen. It's not an instant type of thing. So,
no,
you know,
to rely on a
cell phone is just, I just don't rely on cell phones.
Right, right. Well, people have become reliant on them, and many, many people are dropping their landlines. Now, going back to cell phones for a moment, if you're unable to make a voice call, the texting would still work sometimes when the audio portion wouldn't work, right, Tom?
Sometimes, and what happens is the text will try to forward in bits and pieces until it finally gets through. If the coverage is bad, I don't know the exact procedure for that, but it seems like they store it, and then the phone tries to send it as soon as it has a better signal, things like that. Many times the text is actually better.
I know it's with a routine with my own telephone and texting. If I'm out and about and a text is sent while I don't have cell phone coverage, I will get that text message later when I get back into a service area. So that's good to know also. People need to understand that if they want to talk to a friend or a relative on ham radio, that people on both ends have to have compatible equipment, compatible knowledge, compatible licensing to be able to do that, don't they, Tom?
Very true, and I still say the absolute best way for reliable communications over wide areas is to have an HF rig that also has a VHF and UHF coverage, and you want a 100-watt HF-type radio.
There you go. Hold on, Tom. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of September. I had coffee last night with a dear friend. We served in Vietnam together, and I showed him my EMP shield device on my Lincoln Town Car. Explained to him how it works, how simple it is. Three wires, red, black, and green. It took 17 minutes to set up the EMP shield device on my Lincoln Town Car, and he's very interested. He wants to be able to drive his truck when there's been an EMP attack. You need to check out the EMP shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're talking to my friend Tom Berryhill about emergency survival communications and helping people understand what this means, what this is, how you can get involved yourself to get the knowledge you need, get the equipment you need, and just get up to speed in general on emergency survival communications. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. And it's a very important thing that a lot of people forget to set up properly is their power supply. And you really need to have battery banks to run this radio equipment. I run my ham equipment off of deep cycle batteries, and I keep those charged with either, well, right now off the AC power, just plug it in the wall. I have a charger system for it. But when I'm running the actual radios, I don't have it connected to the wall at all. Just the batteries are connected to the radio. When I'm finished with the equipment, I turn the charger back on, turn the equipment off. But under emergency conditions, it could be charged off of a generator or solar panels. I do have a couple of small solar panels. They're not huge, but they're big enough to keep those batteries topped off. What really takes the current and consumes the batteries is when you're on transmit. If you're operating an HF radio at full power, you will end up draining those batteries quicker than normal because it takes around 20 to 25 amps of current to operate that HF transmitter at 100 watts output. It takes quite a bit of power to do that. So my advice to anybody that, and of course this is something that the FCC requires, is that you use the minimum amount of power to maintain communications. It's rarely done in ham radio. Everybody wants to, they get that license, they want to get that high power amplifier, and they want to run the maximum amount of power. And I've done some of that myself, but I usually only operate at around 100 watts. But it's amazing if you're talking to somebody in the HF frequencies and you're willing to experiment, you can ask the other station to give you signal reports as you turn your power down. And I've done this and turned the power down to 10 watts, went from 100 watts to 10 watts, and they noticed the difference, but it wasn't significant. We could have easily talked the rest of that conversation with 10 watts of power. Now, this has just extended the battery life tremendously. So that's something to keep in mind.
Well, something that will help the batteries themselves, I don't sell these, but the company is Pulse Tech, P-U-L-S-E-T-E-C-H, Pulse Tech. Acid, sulfur, batteries with lead and lead and sulfuric acid in them, they go bad for the following reason. The sulfuric acid builds up a residue on the lead plates, and it incrementally cuts down the amount of electricity that the battery can store up until they don't work at all. What the PulseTech device does is send a reverse charge into the battery to knock this buildup off the lead plates. The power comes from the battery itself. Initially, they were using a little solar panel, but they don't do that anymore. Now they just use the power from the battery itself. And my batteries on my cars typically last almost twice as long as everybody else's batteries. And a good quality battery, looking at about $125, $150, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. I always buy the Ford batteries, and they're about $150-some-odd to one in a truck or car.
Absolutely. So it's good for your automobile to have the PulseTech devices, and it's good for your battery supply for your ham radio to have PulseTech devices. If you got alternative power there at your home using lead-acid batteries, you want them for that also. And they have different versions, 12-volt versions and 24-volt versions. And they do work. They're mil-spec, by the way. The military uses them just like the military uses the MP Shield devices. The biggest customer of the MP Shield is the Department of Defense. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th day of September. We got two cruises scheduled. The John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise aboard the Princess Caribbean, Princess Line, Caribbean Princess. That's the third week of February. And the aboard Holland America's Eurodam. That was in Alaskan cruise, June 12th to the 19th. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. And you can contact our event planner, our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, to make reservations or answer any questions, and she'd be glad to do that with you. She's quite a gal, the wife of a very dear friend of mine, and page isn't coming up here like it's supposed to, but her telephone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, you'll find energy clinics for sale. You want to deal with arthritis pain successfully? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, you need to do that. You want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do? Get yourself an energy cleaner. It sounds simple. It is simple. It really is. These things work. If you're doubting Thomas, I encourage that. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do for me to you personally. And the energy cleaner is $285, shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. And here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Tom, at the ARRL.org website, there's a number of headlines that I think people might find interesting. I'm going to go into those headlines here, because this is a group of men and women who get involved in serious matters of serious consequences. Here's the headlines. This one's dated yesterday. Hurricane WatchNet wraps up marathon activation for two storms. Then we go to 5 megahertz interoperability channels designated for wildfires and hurricane Sally response. That headline is from 3 days ago. Next we go to Hurricane WatchNet to activate as Hurricane Paulette bears down on Bermuda. Then we go to the FCC grants the ARRL rules waiver request for fire emergencies and hurricanes. I don't know the details there, Tom, but I'm pretty sure that this organization, the ARRL, Amateur American Radio Relay League, have put in a request to the FCC to make something easier and faster and simpler so the responders could better deal with these fire emergencies and hurricanes. Wouldn't you believe that would be the case, Tom?
Probably so, and the ARRL carries a lot of weight, and the FCC interfaces with them often on issues like this. So that's probably what's taking place.
And next headline, Northern Florida, ARES. Tell us what ARES is, A-R-E-S, Tom.
It's Amateur Radio Emergency Services, I believe is what, think that's what it stands for.
Yeah, request clear frequencies for HF nets. Then we go to, this has got a FEMA logo next to it. Well, no, that's the next one over, never mind. Attention turns to Tropical Storm Sally after Hurricane Paulette hits Bermuda. So that's just some of the headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women and boys and girls, too, involved in ham radio, they're literally, not flippantly, not figuratively, literally involved in matters of life and death, aren't they, sir?
That's right, John, and that's where your shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities will allow you to listen to these networks, and those frequencies are published. I'm assuming those articles, especially the ones that were requesting clear frequencies, those frequencies are published, so you'll be able to tune in. A lot of it for the wide coverage areas will be, some of it will be on the 14 megahertz band, the 20-meter band, and for regional communications during the day, most likely on the 40-meter band, or 7 to 7.3, most likely around 7.250, somewhere around there. And plus or minus, you'd be able to tune around and hear those networks and the activity there. At nighttime, a lot of it will be on the 75-meter band for regional coverage, and that would be, most of that activity would be between 3.7 and 4 megahertz. I don't know the exact frequencies, and I haven't had a chance to listen in on any of it myself, so I'm not up to date on that. But anybody can, with a single sideband capable shortwave receiver will be able to intercept those communications. And it doesn't take a gigantic antenna, string a wire out to a tree, tie it off on a limb. You don't need anything real special. And even if the shortwave receiver only has a whip antenna, just wrap cut some of the insulation off a couple of inches off the end of that wire, just wrap it around that antenna on a radio. A 50-foot piece of wire will actually work pretty good.
Right. Well, right on the homepage of the ARRL.org website, one of the first things to see is radio clubs. And there's different ways. They got a little search thing here. You can put in your zip code or your city or your state, and you can find the ham radio clubs that are near you. And I'm going to put my zip code in here, 65456, and hit search, and I'm going to see what happens here, what comes up. Okay. No groups to display. So I don't have anything near me, which I already knew that. So I'll put the zip code I used to live in, 63122. 63122. And I know what's going to come up, all the ones in Metro St. Louis area. And, okay. Well, that's not working, Tom. here we go. It just took a moment. It just took a moment. It was a delay there. So we've got born in Belleville, Illinois, Bethalto, Illinois, Granite City, Illinois, Bridgeton, Missouri, Chesterfield, Missouri, Olivet, Missouri, Pacific, Missouri. That's first page. There's 15 clubs listed within a relatively short driving distance of 63122, where I lived most of my adult life. And you can do that wherever you are. Hopefully, there'll be a ham radio club near you. If your zip code is so remote as the one I currently live in, just pick a zip code in a nearby town, maybe a town of 2,000 or 3,000 people, and you'll probably find something, won't you, Tom?
Oh, absolutely, John. And the closest ones that I know of for either of us would be Sullivan, Missouri, and Rolla, Missouri. Those would be
exactly.
The two.
Right. And then over Farmington is not too bad a drive for me also. I know they do some testing over there in the Farmington area. And Antifa Black Lives Matter attempted to go to Farmington. It did not have a good outcome for them, Tom. Didn't work out too well for them at all.
I wouldn't think so.
Potosi, Missouri, same thing. Eminence, Missouri, the same thing. I don't know what these people think when they get on these buses. They think they're going to intimidate men who will spend all day long in a tree with 10 degrees waiting for a deer to walk past with their 30-30 rifle in their lap. They think they're going to intimidate men like that? Hardly.
They're in for a rude awakening if it ever comes down to that.
And that's that's their idea of fun. Getting in that tree stand before the sun comes up. Getting in that tree stand before the sun comes up is 10 degrees. They got their rifle and they spend all day there thinking, man, this is great. I'm really glad I'm here.
You know, John, the first summer, we moved in the middle of summer out to the country 22 years ago, and the first deer season was quite an interesting event for me because I had never heard anything like it for the 2 or 3 weeks prior to that deer seasoning, firearm seasoning, season opening. Every weekend sounded like World War III. Everybody out there practicing
sighting in their rifles. Yep, absolutely.
It was amazing.
Yep,
so, yeah, what you say is exactly right. Those guys will sit in a tree all day if need be.
Yeah, they may have a thermos full of coffee, but that's about it for amenities. We got a caller here. We got Dean in West Virginia. Good morning, Dean.
Yes. So wondering about which of the HF radios, say 6 meters on up, down, would be safe from being tampered with, it was discovered during the Obama years, the the products, people taking their computers into the Best Buy, and the FBI and DHS were tampering with pulling out data from people's hard drives and so on. So I never go back to Best Buy. And then, you know, with survival foods, Weiss was given the list of customers to DHS. What is a safe company to deal with to get the HF transceivers, would you say? And it would be a,
you want to buy your radio anonymously? Is that what you want to do, Dean?
You could do that, but you might wind up with something that's got chips in it, you know, China or something. You don't know who's going to be able to track what you're transmitting on, listening to what.
Ham radio is totally different. It's not like a computer where they can monitor your communications. Totally different.
What about tracking devices within the chip? Well, like, so you're going to put it in as a mobile in a Jeep, and you're going to travel through the mountains, but they're tracking you.
The only way they can track you is if you transmit, and if you transmit for very short periods of time, I hardly think they'd ever be able to pin you down to a location. It's very difficult to do, and you have to transmit for a considerable period of time for them to really triangulate on. Now, the FCC does have an HF system that they can triangulate over almost anywhere in the country, but it takes a while for them to do that, and then I don't know the exact accuracy of it. I think they can get it down to a local area, but they can't pinpoint it like a GPS system. Now, some of the VHF and UHF equipment, the ham equipment, has a GPS interfacing to it, and you can. I actually have a radio that you can get a GPS module for it. I don't have that. I don't have too much interest in that part of it, but it can interface, and it will report your location back through the system. I don't mess with anything like that. I'm more interested in the HF portable type equipment, even 6 meter single sideband in that. You want to put that in your Jeep, you would have some really good communications range with that. But for them to put a chip in there that would identify where you're located, I highly doubt it. I'm not saying it can't be done, but yeah. I doubt it. I will tell you this, I bought most of my equipment. Anything that I bought new was either from Ham Radio Outlet or DX Engineering. And that's where I've done most of my purchasing. And then those are both very reliable firms to do business with. And then a lot of the used equipment was from just different hams advertising on various websites that they had equipment for sale. So sometimes I would buy equipment that way, and most of that was something that there's no way they could put a chip in it. It was maybe test equipment. Most of the stuff I buy secondhand is test equipment for lab use, and then sometimes specialty items, antenna couplers and tuners and things like that, accessories, I guess you could say, and maybe some I purchased some 900 megahertz mobile units and a Motorola repeater, a 900 megahertz Motorola repeater. So I'm putting that on the air mainly for my own personal use in the local area. And it won't have very much range, but it'll just be for my use. And maybe a few other local guys will get on there too. But most of the hams are not on 900 megahertz because there's really no 900 megahertz radios available for hams from ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu. Linco used to make a HT that had 900 megahertz, but they discontinued it. So most of the equipment has to be surplus commercial equipment from law enforcement, fire departments, and so on. And you have to, it takes a lot of effort to get those into the ham band and make them work. So it's there's very few systems on the air for that. That's why I chose that frequency range. There wouldn't be too much congestion or anything. And my main interest is HF operations with portable equipment, single sideband, and I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but it's going to take somebody with a tremendous amount of skill and ability to put some sort of a tracking chip or something in your radio, and I highly doubt that ham radio outlet or DX engineering is going to touch anything like that. And it wouldn't be too hard to check the radio out and see if anything like that's been added to it.
Well, what do you...
Hold that thought. Dean, hold on. Tom, we got a break. We'll go back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 18th of September. Dean, you had a follow-up question, sir?
Yes. These telescoping for mobiles, they have now the automatic telescoping antennas that it can, you know, retract where it cannot be seen. Which is the best company to go to for one of those?
Well, you may be talking about a screwdriver type of antenna. There's quite a few out there. I do have one, but it doesn't retract to where it can't be seen. As a matter of fact, a HF type of antenna for use on a mobile setup is pretty darn big. It's very noticeable, and it will not retract where it can't be seen. The relatively small antenna for HF, and it's not the most efficient thing out there, but I like the way it works, and I've used it myself with very good success, and that's a Yaesu ATAS-120, ATAS-120, and that will connect right to the Yaesu mobile unit that I have, which is an FT-857, and that radio will actually control the antenna and make the antenna adjust itself to the radio so they are operating properly for the particular frequency that you're tuned to. Works quite well, and if you want to, it'll only go down to 7 megahertz. If you want to operate it on lower frequencies, you can trick it and kind of force it to do that by clipping. Now, you can't do this driving down the road, but you can have a piece of wire that you can wrap around the tip of the antenna or clip it on there somehow, attach it to that antenna that's maybe another 10 or 20 feet long, string it up to a nearby tree branch, and that will lower the frequency capabilities of that antenna. So you can make it operate on the lower frequencies. There's all different things that you can do once you have a unit installed in a pickup truck or a car, and you'll be able to have very reliable communications over very great distances.
Well, thank you. That sounds like what I need to get.
All right.
Yes.
Dean, good luck, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Tom, we've used up this hour. It's gone.
Yeah, John, it's, you know, sometimes I think we should maybe focus on a particular subject and
getting
we bounce
detail.
All over the place.
Right.
More detail on a, you know, and plan it in advance, and then we'd come up with some. You could even maybe ask some specific questions, and I'd prepare the answers, and then have a discussion with that, because what Dean was asking about is a common question. It's asked by many, especially getting into this, and people need the information. It's hard.
Absolutely.
It's,
good
I
idea,
wish I
Tom.
Had a chalkboard. I could draw. I could
good
draw
idea.
Pictures.
Okay.
Okay. John.
I know. Thank you, sir. Top of the hour break. We're back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.